The following podcast is provided by Era Living, innovator in residential retirement options since 1987. And welcome everyone back to Answers for Elders Radio Network. And we are here with the Era Living staff. And I am so thrilled to have an amazing community and organization like we're working with, because we're meeting all these amazing staff members. And, you know, we've been talking in our segments a lot about all the amenities that go on in senior living, the quality of life for seniors, different things like that. And, you know, there's these people behind the scenes that we don't, that make this amazing clock tick in your communities. And I'm going to introduce each and every one of you to a wonderful lady by the name of Almaz Berhey. And she is the housekeeping services director for University House in Wallingford in Seattle. And Almaz, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Susan.
I'm glad you're here. And so you come from a hospitality background, but how did you get into your position?
It's a great question. Thank you. I was working in a hotel business for the last 18 years in hospitality after I graduated from Hotel Motel Restaurant Management in Spokane, Washington. And I came to Seattle and I start working in a hotel first when I say it is a DoubleTree in South Center, still there. And I work through the way up to be executive housekeeper director, housekeeping director, open three property in Seattle. Then finally I said, okay, the hospitality is a good place to work, but is that you just a person in the face of the people and you have to be smiling all the time, you are on a stage and everything. So I said, maybe I will change. I go to a retirement community. That will be a continuous. So I start working in University House Wallingford for the last 19 years.
Goodness. So, and this is what we keep hearing all the time, that people that work for Era Living, they are there for a long time. And this is a thing that is so exciting about your organization. And that really goes to show the quality of people that are there, and also how great that you were treated within the organization, as well as then you have the ability to treat your seniors in the capacity that you do. So obviously you have some lot of, you know, you're kind of the eyes and the ears of everything that goes on in the communities. You're like always checking to make sure that things are in order. And if there's anything on the floor or any spills or anything like that, you guys are on top of it. So tell us a little bit about, you know, your role with the organization and how housekeeping works into the picture of everything.
Okay, I say we work too close with the resident, and our close with the resident is staff housekeeping on a daily basis with the resident every day. And my position is be supervising, working around the building, making sure everything done up to our mission to get a very good environment, safe, clean, and for the resident. So the housekeeper, by going to each apartment with the resident as a daily, so that is a build a relationship. And I have my staff, most of them 15, 16 years.
Amazing.
And that makes the resident have a trust in the staff. We're working because they see the same staff and they know what the resident need, what's the habit and everything.
You know, and that speaks to the comfort level of a resident, because obviously if a resident sees the same person over and over again, they feel like family. There's that trust factor that happens where you're not just seeing a new face every day. And that's important. How often do the housekeeping staff and the residents interact? How do they get to know each other?
Because the housekeeper, we have continuous. We not like 1 week here and 1 week there. So every resident, they know their housekeeper, the weekly come in. And they build that relation, and the housekeeper knows the resident very good because they know what they need, what they have it, how they want their bed to be even done. Each one is different. When we say hospitality, we look at it the other way, is a hotel, is different because everything you do is the same standard.
Right.
Here with the resident, you work too close with the resident, making sure what their need, what they prefer. So
and a lot of and a lot of these residents, they have pets. So when you go in to clean, you know the pet knows you. They're that's a big factor too.
Yes, residents have pet. That what is make it even for the housekeeper, making sure the pet will not be out of the room, making sure if he's need help, and we do some service for the pet too. If anybody want a service when they need it, we are available for the resident to do it.
That's important.
And the resident will be really loved because they love their pet. And they, at the same time, the housekeeper coming in all the time, they know her.
Yeah.
And the resident knows them and they become a family. So we'll have a trust built between the resident and the housekeeper. Mm-hmm. And that will come to me. If they see something, they will come to me. And they ask a question or report to me so I can help if it's something and situation come up.
Yeah. So we've been talking about housekeeping, but just in a nutshell, you go in and you clean once a week. What is all is involved in the cleaning aspect? What do you do?
Okay, that is a great question. That is our daily life. So the first thing they have to do, most of the resident mean we change the bedding with the fresh, clean linen that will be done in-house. Mm-hmm. So the housekeeper will have to put a fresh linen in their bed. Mm-hmm. And each bed have a different standard, different way with the resident they like. Each one have a different way to like something.
Sure.
Different. But if they have a continuous, the same housekeeper, so that housekeeper will make sure she's doing it right. Because that was they prefer. And then we have to change the linen in the bathroom, give them a new linen, towel, what they need. And the other things we do, we clean the kitchen, taking the trash out, ensure everything sanitized, the floor clean and washed, dusting, vacuuming, sometimes requesting they want a rollaway bed. We are available for it again.
That's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes they request they want personal laundry. We are available for it. So when they have that, build the trust, they want the service to be done. So they want it to be done. We will do it too.
And when you obviously are in the community, you notice things around the community as well. So you take care of the community itself. What kinds of things do you notice and how do those observations help to support the residents?
That will be a great question too. And I'm saying it is like the community. One of the community is when you come to the front door in the community, that is important. How that place is smell, how that place is looks, that it is all housekeeping responsibility, making sure everything is clean. In the common area where is the resident sitting or they have games table or they have things need to be done, activity. So the housekeeper department is responsible to have all this area looking good to up to their expectation because this is their hall. It is their living room. Their front door when somebody coming to visit family and member. So we're making sure if it's a carpet is spotted, will be clean as immediately. If we have a flower, it just doesn't look good. We have to make sure it looks nice, acceptable.
Yeah. And obviously in the apartments themselves, you may notice things that are awry or things different because you're used to dealing with a resident. Is that correct? So you might notice changes that you work with the nursing staff, et cetera.
We see a lot of behavior change or it is physical change in the resident. And the first person will notice it will be the housekeeper because she sees him most people independent living.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
they see that, they will report it to me. Mm-hmm. And really, they will like to take care of the residents. They want to make sure they're okay. But if any change happening, they report it to me.
Yes.
And I will come to the resident and I will talk with them and I will take it up to the nursing, because the nurse staff, they're the ones they know how to accommodate the resident with the need. Mm-hmm.
For yeah. Them. Yeah. And, you know, I know too that sometimes residents will have an accident. They'll, you know, they'll spill something in their kitchen area or, you know, tip over a plant or something like that. So you guys are kind of on call for stuff like that, are you not?
Yes. That is our regular. I mean, that is, with, I mean, we do the regular the cleaning daily.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, yes. Any accident.
Yeah, my dog had an accident.
Yes.
You probably get that a lot.
We'll take care of you. We are here for service. So yes. We're making sure we take care of the resident. If anything they will call, we are immediately right away there to take care of it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the beauty of everything in living in a community like yours, because you guys do care. You care about the residents. You want their quality of life to be as good as possible. And that is, again, part of that mission that you guys live by every day. Almaz, how do we reach you guys? What's your website again?
Eraliving.com.
Fabulous. And, you know, we're looking forward to learning more every month as we learn a lot about your communities, the different types of things you do. And Almaz, thank you for all you do for our seniors, because I know you guys go above and beyond. You're amazing.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to explain myself, what I am doing, and housekeeper always taking care of our resident.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Era Living is locally owned and operates 8 premier retirement communities in Seattle, Renton, Mercer Island, Bellevue, and Issaquah. From vibrant, independent living to compassionate assisted living to secure memory care, Era Living respects and honors older adults by enhancing the quality of their lives. Learn more at eraliving.com.
Hey everybody, Jared Sebesta here, host of Retire Repurposed. This podcast is dedicated to help people transition into fulfilling and purposeful retirements. Retirement is a big life change. In fact, the two most dangerous years of a person's life are the year they were born and the year they retire. Few people could just flip the switch from working a career 30 or 40 plus years, retiring on Friday, without methodical steps to living what we call a repurposed retirement. To listen now, search Retire Repurposed on your favorite podcast platform, Senior Resource, or Life Audio.